Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
February 10, 1806. Willard arrives from the salt camp. We haven't heard much about the salt makers lately. They are still at their camp and still making salt. Fortunately, they are able to kill a few elk and are just as well fed as the men at Fort Clatsop. Today, Captain Clark writes,
Collins and Weiser returned without killing any elk. Willard arrived late this evening from the salt camp. He had cut his knee very badly with his tomahawk. He had killed four elk not far from the salt camp the day before yesterday, which he had butchered and took part of the meat to the camp, but having cut his knee was unable to be longer serviceable at the works and had returned. He informed us that Bratton was very unwell, and that Gibson was so sick that he could not set up or walk alone, and had desired him to ask us to have him brought to the fort. Coulter also returned this evening. Continue the operation of drying our meat. There is a tree common to the Columbia River below the entrance of the Cataract River, which its appearance, when divested of its foliage, much resembles the white ash. The fruit is a winged seed somewhat like the maple. In the same part of the country there is also another growth, which resembles the white maple in its appearance, only that it is by no means so large, and frequently grow in small clusters, as if from the same bed or root. Captain William Clark, February 10, 1806.
The tree Clark called similar to the white ash was the big-leaf maple. The tree's bark was used for rope-making, while the wood was used for smoking salmon and carving. The Cataract River was the Klickitat River in Klickitat County, Washington. Monday, meat on hand for a month.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Narration by Hal Hansen. Production assistance from Chad Reinhardt. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.